KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5. This disclaimer is a statement notifying the listening audience that any opinion expressed on the air is not reflective of KX93.5, its management, or its board of directors.
She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Listeners and podcasters, this is Out of Office, and I'm your host, Joe Camaro, with my co-hosts, I got two of them tonight, Casey Hack, and coming out of hibernation, the Nighthawk, Brian Presley. Hello, Casey, of course, and Brian, what have you been up to?
I've been up to so much, and we're going to spend the next hour going over.
Yeah. So we're just gonna throw out the script.
Yeah, where do I begin?
Yeah, okay, I'll just start playing background music for that. So tonight's Nighthawk special, Imagine That. I know, you haven't heard that in a while, have you? It's named after you. Was brought to you by Toto.
Right?
Yeah.
And your little dog, Toto, too.
So, thoughts?
Have you... Well, have you heard the new cover that Weezer's doing of that song?
In fact, yes.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
Why is Casey laughing? I don't know. So, anyway, it's a special night because we're going super smooth with the playlist. That's it's a little teaser. And so, yeah, you know, be prepared. That's us doing funny radio. It's not working. anyway, we have our guest tonight, Anita Kay, life coach.
Good
Welcome.
Evening. Yes. Good evening. Thank you.
Yeah, we're really excited to have you on the show, especially, you know, me. I know that Casey and Nighthawk don't need any coaching. It's pretty apparent.
It's too late for me.
Well, I'm really glad to be here, and I hope I can help.
There you go. Whoa,
Anita, I sit next to Joe. I can vouch for that.
See? Right? I know.
Much coaching.
I have some things to work through. It's, you know, it's a stressful job.
I understand.
Some is an understatement.
Thanks, guys.
We believe in you, though, Joe.
I really appreciate it.
I believe in you, Joe.
It's all good, Joe. I believe in you.
So, all right. On that, we're just going to go straight to our listener list there, Missy.
Okay. Welcome Joe's mom and Joe's dad, Sina from West Covina, her daughters Victoria and Brenna, as well as Pete the math teacher, Eric and Eric's mom, Amy, Leslie, and Lucky, all of Joe's aunts, uncles, and cousins from around the world. Shout out to Joe's cousin who recently got married. Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Do-it-yourself Chris, Chloe, and Jameson, who are currently at our HOA meeting. Carla and Butters in Santa Barbara. Hey, Carla. Carla's friend Lauren in Chicago, and Maggie from Boston via New York via Canada. Monica, Tyler, Steph, and Billy Freed, the funkiest guy in Laguna. Pete the editor, Ginger and their dog, Melania. Michael J. Ford and Zoe, Jeff, Kristen, Ava, and Kate, Taylor, Shauna, and Maria in Atlanta, Brandy and Colleen, Lorraine and Lynn, Hugo, Debbie, Chanel, Megan, Cassie, Samia, Jesse, and Gabby, everyone named Todd, Dave, and Mark. We put Carla's Dave in this group now. Oh, yeah. No, really?
Yeah, he's gotten grouped.
Oh. So, sorry, well, shout Dave. Out to you, Dave, in Santa Barbara. I'm taking you out of that group. There's also Sam, Sheila, Paula, Ruth, Adriana, Suzanne, Mike D. Hello to Marcy, Esther, Jody, Jared, and Alicia. Bonjour to Donna, Gina, and Bill the playwright. Former out-of-office host Lacey. Lori from Palos Verdes. Karen with an O. John Chi and his fiance. And Mandy from last week.
You got it right this time. Mandy.
Yeah, Mandy.
All right. I know.
Quite a
list. It's growing.
We have a lot of listeners.
I think it's twice as long since the last time I've been here.
Yeah.
Wow. See what happens when you leave? When you're not present?
Yeah.
We have more listeners.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Casey's on fire tonight. I love this. Yeah. Okay, so Anita, did you have any shout outs?
Oh, I'd love to. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fire away.
My daughter, Sunam, my Anita Kay clients, Michael Ashley, my writing partner on my new book named Behaving Bravely, my co-host on The Mac Show, Melodic Mike, Michelle, who runs the TG Rainbow Transgender Group in Orange County, and of course, all my favorite, close, supportive friends and family.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Nighthawk, did you have any shout-outs?
I'd like to give a shout-out to all the candidates in today's race for, I think it's Governor Primary or something like that, but good luck to them all.
Thanks.
All like 32 of them.
Yeah. It was quite a list.
Yeah.
Looks like we have have a lot of people to consider. Anyway, we all voted. Good job, everyone. Yep. Woo! And now let's get on to our checklist.
Okay.
There. Oh yeah. So I guess
that's
I know it's been a while. Casey, what's the name of the station?
It's KX93.5, Laguna's only FM station.
Anita, what's the name of the show?
It's Out of Office with Joe, Casey, and the Nighthawks.
She's got a great voice.
She does.
I know. That's her natural voice. All right. Brian, who sponsors Out of Office?
Well, by the way, it just happens to be Cox Communications.
About that. And what's tonight's press announcement?
It's how to find Wi-Fi dead spots in your home from Cox Coverage.
Converge.
Or Converge.
Okay. I like coverage because we're talking about Wi-Fi dead spots. And
and Anita, what's the number to text the show?
So everybody, it's 949-715-5936.
And Casey, if you could share that number one more time.
Of course. It's 949-715-5936 or 949-715-KXFM.
Well done. This is Out of Office on KX93.5. Welcome back to Out of Office. That was the new one from John Mayer. It kind of goes against our usual indie playlist, but it was quite smooth. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, smooth, kind of like, I don't know, rayon or some other kind of synthetic fabric that... Yeah.
I think I'm wearing rayon right now. It is very smooth.
Yeah, very smooth.
Have you guys seen the music video for that song on YouTube, which you can actually access with your new Cox Contour?
I have not yet.
Look at that.
I didn't even know we had a new song yet.
Yeah, just take your remote to your, or do you have the one where you can speak into it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So just speak, you know, just say John Mayer.
Is that with an E or an O?
Yeah. E.
Okay.
Inside joke, inside baseball. All right.
Well, Joe, where are we going with all the smooth music?
Let's just say there's a boat involved, and it will be revealed later. So for the fans of the genre, Baker Street.
Are you getting me a boat?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, for your...
For my wedding? Yeah. I did register for a boat.
I heard a boat giveaway, so...
The wedding that I'm not invited to. Oh, that's okay.
Oh, jeez.
All right. So we're going to go jump right into our press announcements there. I think we'll, Wi-Fi hotspots or Wi-Fi spots in the house. How to find them in your home.
Let me find my paper first.
See, Anita, we're organized.
How to find Wi-Fi dead spots in your home. Losing signal in certain areas of your house. Here's how to fix that Wi-Fi dead spot.
We're waiting on you, Joe.
Go for it. This is where you go.
Me? Are you going to point to me?
I don't know. I'm pointing at you.
Follow these steps to find the dead spots on your home network. Before you begin, ensure your router is centrally located in your home, not in the basement or the attic. Download the signal mapper, such as NetSpot or a heat mapper, to identify areas of poor or weak signal. Optimize your home by tearing out all interior walls.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
For some homes, that's required. I'll take this next one.
Okay.
What causes dead spots on a Wi-Fi network? Wi-Fi dead spots can be caused by physical barriers like walls in your house or refrigerators.
Tear them down.
It exactly says that, along with the distance between your router and the area where to get the signal. For example, drywall can reduce your speed up to 50%. Did not know that. While a concrete barrier can completely halt a signal trying to pass through.
Completely.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, I think it's because those open floor plans are just so popular now.
Yeah.
That's because of Wi-Fi.
It's because of Wi-Fi.
Exactly why.
Anyways.
All right.
Try the below tweaks to troubleshoot common Wi-Fi dead spot issues. Make sure your router is centrally located in your home, placed as high as possible. Wi-Fi signal is strongest when it is in direct line of sight to the device it is servicing. Move any
obstructions.
I almost said objections. Obstructions.
Like walls.
Between the router and device to avoid placing, and avoid placing in a cabinet with closed doors.
That was really smooth. How about you?
Sorry.
especially lead cabinets.
Yes.
Not put it in a lead cabinet. Try another broadcast channel. Sometimes default broadcast bands can become saturated in areas where many signals are present. This is especially true in apartments or houses close in proximity to each other, or condos, or any of those.
HOAs.
Where there are multiple home networks overlapping. In the router settings, experiment with switching the broadcast channel of the router to bands that are less competition. You can do this by typing the IP address located in your router, or a custom one you set. Use your username and password /:// to log into your router setting page. Then open the... Who wrote these? To open the wireless settings to test different channels.
Good, Casey.
Make sure you have the latest router version. Wow, Mr. Ryan Presley calms down a little bit over there. Has it been a few years since you received your router?
Yeah.
Your device may not be utilizing the latest home network technologies. Ensure equipment is updated with the latest protocols to maximize your experience.
You know, that's really important, though, because they've just been talking about the Russians hacking local home routers. So this is kind of like real stuff. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So you should also get a night hawk router.
You should have taken that part of the press release then.
Yeah. Maybe I should have.
And also,
I'm just watching Joe. He's directing.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead, Joe.
You can have the last one then. How about that? Yeah.
Range extenders and signal boosters. Some homes are simply too large, like mine, my mansion on the hill, or obstructed for amperage coverage by a single device. If the area you are looking to extend Wi-Fi to is large, multi-floor, or surrounded by signal blockers, such as cement obstructions, consider adding a panoramic Wi-Fi signal booster to extend the coverage of your Wi-Fi footprint.
That's the Cox.
Very nice.
Yeah. So this part's you. So yeah, I know. I'm giving you the close of the segment.
Okay. Well, we will be right back with some more smoothiness.
Yes, that's correct.
You're listening to Out of Office, sponsored by Cox Communications on KX93.5.
Wrapped around each other, trying so hard to stay warm. That first cold winter together, lying in each other's arms, watching those old movies, falling in love so desperately. Honey, I was your hero, and you were my leading lady. We had it all, just like Bogey and Bacall, starring in our own late, late show, sailing away to Key Largo. Here's looking at you again, missing all the things we did. We can find it once again. Honey, can't you remember? We played all the parts. That sweet scene of surrender, when you gave me your heart. Please say you will play it again, 'cause I love you still. Maybe this can't be the end. We had it all, just like Bogey and Bacall, starring in our own late, late show, sailing away to Key Largo. Here's looking at you, kid, missing all we did. We can find it once again, I know, just like they did in Key Largo. We had it all, just like Bogey and Bacall, starring in our own late, late show, sailing away to Key Largo.
KX93.5.
And we're back. Sorry, Sammy Hagar fans. this is Out of Office, the Smooth Edition. And I'm your host, Joe Camaro, with my co-host, Casey Hack, and the Nighthawk, Brian Presley, and our guest, Anita Kay. And
I like that Key Largo song at the,
yeah?
at the start.
Yeah. It's pretty, brings you back a bit.
Yeah, that other one just got me a little too
emotional.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. The Van Halen?
Van Halen.
Key Largo. You know, there's a little contrast there. You know, something
yeah,
smooth,
good.
And then you're also, you're woken up, yep. right?
So I think I figured out the theme.
Oh, boy.
Songs Before I Was Born, again.
Yeah. That didn't, yeah, I should just cut that line out next time.
What?
Okay. We did play a little Van Halen, right?
Yeah.
For our guest.
I liked it.
Okay.
I think that's still nice. Before she was born.
Yeah.
Probably.
Right? 87,
yeah,
probably.
No, yeah, sorry.
So that was for our guest Anita Kay.
Thank
yes.
you.
Anytime.
Thank you, Joe. But
yeah.
I interrupted our smoothies. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. That's what we're about on this show.
Okay, is, good.
Yeah,
good.
Go against the grain, right?
Yeah,
all the time. They have me on the show,
all the time.
So Anita, thank you for coming on to the show. We
thank
really
you.
Appreciate because I think. There's a few of us here, actually just me.
Just one.
Could use a little coaching advice. So I'm going to start with, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, great. So well, again, thanks for having me. I'm Anita Kay, and I'm a life coach, a speaker, a talent manager, and an author. And I work with clients, and I develop customized programs, designing programs in the areas that clients would like to gain more upward leverage in, such as relationships, career, life transitions, confidence empowering techniques, among others. In my programs, Joe, my clients will walk away with simple, effective mental and physical techniques to tackle the roadblocks that they, you know, see and experience right in front of them.
So I have a quick question. Do I have any talent? Do I even make
it? I think you do.
Oh, see, guys?
I know you do.
See?
And she's a professional.
I know you do.
I don't know if that ruins your credibility.
I think it adds to
okay,
it.
Oh, there you go. See?
I think our listeners will agree with you. It definitely adds to it.
So, yeah, no, I think that's pretty cool. So, how did you get into life coaching?
You know, Joe, it really found me. I started out with focusing on my own personal development to support a lot of my goals, you know, professionally and personally. And then inner work became my mission. I had a lot of major life-altering experiences, not all positive. And I realized as an adult, I had major coping issues. So I really needed to improve on managing fear and developing real courage. That's when I committed to shifting my, quote, mind over mind. I really needed a mind hack.
Yeah.
And this awakening kind of transpired in 2016, where I formally became a life coach.
Oh,
but
okay.
I've indirectly, over the last 15 years in my corporate career, have been coaching indirectly. So it seemed like a natural fit and our nice organic start.
I know, Brian.
Yeah.
You could. Do you need any? Oh, yeah, no, you're perfect. So you don't need any coaching.
Well, like I said, I think I'm beyond.
Coachable.
Too late for me.
Yeah, I mean, you're
just keep going.
You're okay.
Too late for me.
John Mayer song. So I think
save yourself.
That's progress. So I guess what are some of the typical or the more common personal challenges that your clients go through?
I'll tell you, it's really interesting. Mm-hmm. But the most popular common challenges that clients do come forward with are about in three major areas. Number one, managing our relationships. Whether it's marriage, dating, parental, trying to have, you know, more harmony and family unity,
so,
or even in the workplace.
So single at 47 for me is probably some red flags.
I don't think so. I don't think
so. Okay.
See, we can talk about the relationships,
okay.
But
this is gonna
being
cost
single
me,
at 47. I think a lot of people would be very envious, Joe. The second most popular topic that I really get inquired about is how do I build self-awareness and improve my self-confidence? I definitely get that one a lot. And then number three, I also get how do I really adopt a mindset of personal growth?
All right. Well,
those are probably the most popular three.
Okay.
Can you, anyone here, identify with some of those? I know personally speaking from my experience, there were definitely three areas I had to personally work on.
I think I might come off a little overconfident. Would you guys? Yeah, I think I'm really, yeah. So,
yeah.
Casey's definitely.
No comment. So
I think that's kind of, it's great that we have this big, that you can address folks' challenges. Because once they're able to overcome them, what sort of success do you see from your clients?
Oh, wow. I'm a really big fan of my clients, and I'm really proud of them. And, there's such a wide variety of variations of what people really want to work on. I've seen a lot of success. I've seen parents and stepkids reunite on a higher level.
Wow.
I've seen more collaboration with clients at work, working with all levels of management, colleagues, coworkers. Yes, I've seen my clients have more harmony post a divorce, post a very severe breakup. So I've been really instrumental in seeing a lot and being witness to a lot of good success.
So Brian, if we ever get divorced in at work, we have a resource.
That's
you sure do.
A good point.
Yeah. You sure do.
I now know where to turn.
I know
my hour and darkness.
Yeah, and I think some of the really important, topics that are on everybody's mind is really working with millennials and even young adults on the whole concept of bullying and being able to offer techniques on building their own self-confidence and empowerment where they can really set healthy boundaries. They cultivate more self-awareness and really adopt better coping skills. So you're never really too young or too old, as you know, depending on the nature of the problems at hand. We're really, you know, there's a lot of resources at our fingertips.
See, Ryan, never too old or too young. Right.
I didn't say too old. I just said too late.
Okay.
Not at all. Not at all.
All right. So we're going to be right back. We'll talk a little more coaching tips and tonight's theme. If you haven't already figured it out, text us with your comments or questions at 949-715-5936. This is Out of Office on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM.
Our music geniuses are better than your computer's genius. Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5.
Your big
It's 8:47, and you're with Out of Office. That was Steely Dan with Peg. And before it was Love Will Find a Way by Pablo Cruz.
Smooth.
Very smooth. Casey, fancy a guess for tonight's theme genre.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say yacht rock.
You're right.
Oh, my gosh.
Good job, Casey.
Thank you.
You already knew the answer.
I did. Thank you. Had
you even heard of yacht rock?
Absolutely not. I thought it was something you listened to on a boat, maybe.
That works. It works.
There's a lot of, you know, Captain Antonio was could probably be put in there. So, great job, Casey. Look at that. Did you enjoy the smoothness of the...
I did. It was very relaxing.
All right, so we're going to get back to Anita because we have some... We have a few more minutes here. We're going to actually start off with a few questions from our audience. I was like, wow, we have listeners. So what is the difference between life coaching and visiting a therapist, and how do you become a life coach?
Oh, wow, what a great question. There definitely is a difference between coaching and therapy. Coaching tends to focus on the present and the future rather than the past. Coaches partner up with identifying and supporting one's goals and the obstacles that they're facing. But I would say, just like therapy, coaching does involve guidance and support, but it places a great deal of emphasis on accountability. Kind of like a personal trainer, you know, would, for example, and, you know, that would, you know, someone that's really enabling you forward with strategies rather than having you do it on your own.
All right. So how do you become, if someone wants to be a life coach?
That's a great question. Yeah. I personally went ahead and did a formal certification program.
Okay.
So there's a lot of fabulous programs out there, and like Landmark, Tony Robbins and Madonis, which is the company that I went through. And so you can do in a classroom like fashion or online, et cetera. So many of the programs start out 6 months and can even go much longer than that.
Very cool. And that was from Eric in San Marcos.
Thank you, Eric.
Now we're going to go into some of the coaching tips or tips for...
Okay, great. Great.
Well,
why don't we start with, you know, we talked about the common challenges that clients really come to me that they face. So when I talked a little bit about managing relationships as one of the most popular ones, I think I've got a few tips to help you all out. I call it my three A's. Basically, when you want to manage relationships, three things are really imperative to keep in mind. And the whole theme is around vulnerability. And we're really vulnerable in our relationships, and we need to be. The benefit of that is it brings us closer together. It bridges our differences and possible judgments. And therefore, it can be a very significant strength. So that first A is acceptance. is really the acceptance and the understanding of vulnerability is really needed. I would say, you know, the second A is diffusing anger. You know, when we really have vulnerability in mind, we really treat our communication and the interaction with a lot of openness. And the third, I would say, really important is focusing on your attitude. You know, keeping a, you know, really on point mindset, you know, keeping it here with the right attitude, but allowing vulnerability in relationships definitely will help connect, learn, and grow with one another. This is actually a large, Joe, part and a large part of the basis of my new book that'll be coming out.
Oh, looking forward to it.
Yeah, great.
I think
the second, you know, concept that we talked about as far as building self-awareness and improving self-confidence, I've got a cool technique for that too. I call it the superhero awareness self-analysis. Don't try to memorize that.
Yeah.
But basically, it's techniques that I give my clients where, you know, what steps can we take day one to really help build our confidence? And I really like to share with my clients that sometimes you've really got to start with taking a mental check, doing an honest list inventory of your power attributes, and then visualizing those attributes into core actions. And then third, reflecting on those achievements along the way. One technique that is really popular, it's a Japanese principle called the Kaizen philosophy. What that really is, it's a Japanese concept that means continuous improvement. So, you know, we want to get into the act of not obsessing about our end goals, but getting accustomed to the routine of making small steps that lead to sustainable change.
And those small steps are going in the right direction.
Hopefully they are. And they can be tiny steps, too, by the way.
Exactly. Well, what do you guys think? I mean, these are some great tips.
I think it's fascinating. Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Yeah, we really appreciate the tips. And I know we're running a little short on time, but thank you for those great tips. We'll go ahead and obviously have this available on podcast later. So this is Out of Office on KX 93.5, and this is also sponsored by Cox Communications.
Thank you.
that was a couple more Yacht Rock songs by Robbie Dupree and the Doobie Brothers. Thank you, Nighthawk, for sailing along.
It takes me where I always knew it could be.
And Anita, thank you for coming on to the show. Casey,
thank
I think
you. Yeah, and thank you for sharing some of your life coach tips. If people would like to learn more information about you, or if they would like more information about you, where should they go?
Thanks, Casey. Feel free to contact me on my website at www.anitaksolutions.com. And for more tips and personal strategies, you can visit my YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheMacShow. That's M-A-K. Or facebook.com/TheMacShow. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Aww. And Casey, I know. Another show in the books.
I know. I've learned from the best. Lacey. Sorry, Joe.
Yeah. Good one. Yeah, I know.
Well, Joe, I'm really surprised that you didn't play a certain song from my favorite genre. And here it is. Never mind.
That's right, Casey.
Your
and from all of us here,
favorite show.
My favorite.
We're sailing as of today. Out with Christopher Cross. This is Out of Office on KX95.5.
Right, you can sail away and find serenity.